Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all persons. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. I am a licensed clinical addiction specialist, a licensed professional counselor associate, and a child of God. We wanted to say thank you. Good morning to God. Thank you for allowing us to wake this morning. Thank you for keeping us safe through the night. Thank you for keeping us safe on the highways. Thank you for protecting us from the storm, and just wanted to be grateful for everything that you are doing in our lives. Just thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends. And thank you for the people who are strangers that we may encounter, that we may allow them to see you living in our lives and with a purpose. Again, my name is Melissa. This show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, NC, 27215. This is the end of the week. This is the Talk with Trinity, the weekend edition. We think about things that we reflect upon, things that have gone on throughout the week, and this shows some gratitude for it. This week, well, number one, I read a lot. I have books. I have a Christian bookstore, which is Beautiful and Gracious. It's named for my daughters, which is what their names mean. And when I obtained the bookstore, it was as a part of Trinity Counseling Services vision. And one of the books in it, it was talking about the greatest man. I forget the name, the complete name of it, but the gist of the book is it was talking about Jesus and how he was in our lives, and he's the greatest man. And some, you know, you talk to individuals who are not of the faith of Christianity and count him not being as a son of God, but count him as being one of the prophets, although in the Bible it speaks about the major prophets and the minor prophets and addresses them as such and the power that they have. And then talking with this individual, I began to reflect on who Jesus is and what his real purpose was, and God the Father and Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so later on in the week, after that conversation, I was talking with another young man, and he was letting me know that the individual who in the community, for example, a drug dealer, the drug dealer is looked upon as a savior, as a king within the neighborhood, even though he has the power and the ability to ruin families, ruin the individuals that are using the drugs and alcohol, that are, because he is the one who has the money, has the glamour, has the all of the fame, the attention goes to him. And then I read on the internet where there was this young man who had become a priest. He and his friend had become priests after, you know, living a life of dancing and some other extravagant type lifestyle prior to becoming a priest. And as a priest, in Catholicism, I guess, you live a life of poverty. And basically what he was doing is was befriending elderly people, and they ultimately ended up bestowing upon him as the priest $250,000, of which he apologized for. He said it was never his intention. However, in the story, it was that he would befriend these women. He and his friend would go and give these women attention, and then once he was able to have their attention, then he, because of the level of a priest in Catholicism, then they, if he asked them, say, well, gosh, I need money for a car, money for a house, or just money in general, these women, the majority of women didn't really mention any man, but these women would write these checks and write them upwards of, one lady wrote checks upwards of $125,000, and I began to think about all of those things and my job and my role as a counselor. And the last conversation that I had was with a gentleman, And I had decided on last week, I tried to figure out, okay, what is my purpose? Because I believe that I have one. A lot of people, it said Maslow's hierarchy of needs says if your basic needs aren't fulfilled, if you feel insecure, if you're feeling apart from versus a part of, if your esteem is low, then you will not be able to fully realize your purpose. And I counter that with knowing that God is a provider, God is a protector. I am a child of a king, and my esteem is I am created in his likeness. And so those four things are taken care of, thereby I have a purpose. And I began to ask questions of individuals that work in different trades, and I said, what is the job of the individual who is responsible for the foundation of a home? And the reason that I ask that is, when as a counselor, you know, we always talk about the first step, we admitted that we were powerless over whatever in our lives has become unmanageable. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Made a conscious decision to turn our will and life over to the care of God as we understood him in the first three steps. And then when you get to step four, made, which is an action word, a fearless, which is without fear, and moral inventory of ourselves. When you do an inventory, do you do a complete inventory or do you do an inventory? And the fearless moral inventory, when you do an inventory, I pull some individuals, I say, well, how might you go about, if your boss told you to go and count, to do an inventory of a refrigerator, of the refrigerated items in a restaurant, or go do an inventory of the things that are in a warehouse, or if you go and do whatever, you do an inventory of that, how might you go about doing that? Having worked at McDonald's earlier on, I remember going and opening boxes, and when I would open a box, there would be forks and knives, you know, things in the boxes. But if you sift through the box, or by the time you got to the end of the box, there were broken items down there, and you really couldn't use those. So then it goes back to when I was doing inventory, I felt compelled to get rid of all of those things, and it dawned on me. And last week, that and as a child, because I do believe everything goes back to your childhood and your past, although you can let some of those things go, but some things just are what they are. And we go back to your childhood. When I was a child, I spent a lot of time by myself because I was an only, had no brothers or sisters, and my parents worked a lot. So when I was left to the elder care, I had to come up with projects for myself just to keep myself occupied versus as I got older and I stayed with my grandmother, I would find myself sleeping until 10 or 11 o'clock. People would be gone on, and then I would get up and go outside then. But when I was much younger, go outside, and it was so exciting to sit in the dirt and to separate the rocks by size, color, and texture. And I was really excited when I would come across those rocks that I thought were more special than some of the other ones. There were the rocks that were kind of white or creamy, and I would separate those, and I would bring those home, and I would hold those for treasures. And I realized that when you get to a moral inventory, I continually have counted. I count even now. I count things, and I separate things, and I want things in a pattern, and I want to collect things. I'm a collector of things, and I collect them by category, and I display them by category. And I realized that as I'm dealing with individuals in counseling, I compartmentalize some of the things that they say simply because if we say love, what does that mean? And if there's brokenness in the love concept, I want to get rid of it. So let's separate. So let's organize the box of love, and let's separate it out. And I make the attempt to do that. And I do that through the demonstration of a timeline, and I connect it to scripturally how, you know, God says you have to confess these faults and search your ways, and he highlights those things in the Bible, and then you'd want to do those things practically in order to be able to live a life according to his purpose. However, I do believe that there are individuals who, A, don't have the same gift of counting as I do, and B, don't have the patience to do so. Just think, well, if it's one piece of something that's broken in a box, fish the box out. No, you don't need to throw the whole box away, because if you throw the whole box away, then you won't have anything left, which then leads me to back to the individuals who are looked upon as kings and Jesus is, you know, just being a Christian is a struggle, and people hold people with one designation higher than they do others. When I ask the question, what is the purpose of the individual who helps to clear the foundation? They said, what are you talking about, Melissa? I'm like, who is the guy or who? What is the job of the individual when you clear out an area? I just passed by one, and they've taken down all the trees, and then there are roots that are in the ground, and like being from the country, you know that the maple tree's roots run way, way deep. And what might happen is you'll clear it, and if you don't clear the foundation deep enough and make it clear enough, then you build a house later on, you'll begin to have foundational problems. You know, individuals can go outside and they see shifts in the brick and shifts in the foundation, and then if it becomes so bad, then they have to repair it. And it's because when they cleared it, they only cleared it the top part of it, and those boulders were left underneath, or those roots were left underneath. And then, you know, as heavy rains come and things such as that happen, then you have sinkholes in Florida, or, you know, land shifting, or there's a consequence to not doing that. And I ask, so whose job is it to make sure that the foundation is completely clear? I said, I understand the bush hog, I understand the backhoe operator, I understand those jobs, but whose job is it to get to go into the foundation almost with a rake? And I said, because that will be the things that will wipe individuals out in recovery. They will have amassed a year, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. I've heard of people going back out or, you know, less than 20 years in addiction, and then when they begin to think, okay, I'm going to get better, and then their health fails, what are the things, is necessary that needed to have been cleared out, that was broken or that needed to be addressed, and that would help the individual to sustain their life and living a life more abundantly and being better. And so that leads me to, no one could give me the job description. And so I've given it to myself, and I accept it as a lowly position, but I am the rock collector for individuals. I'm the rock collector. I'm helping to identify what those rocks are, why it is important to clear those rocks, because when storms come, those things will be covered up. Right now, with all of the rain that we have, you cannot see the boulders in the Hall River. The Hall River, as when there was dry land, there were big, 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 big rocks. And they said that when you take the kayak down there, you don't know where those things are. And to be able to navigate them, they will wipe you out. But now you cannot see them. So you got people that may decide to traverse that, but not know that there are boulders underneath there that can wipe them out. So there lies our lesson, the jobs, titles, and holding things into higher esteem. And we just want to thank God for the wisdom of our week, the wisdom of our day, the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction that He continually gives us from every opportunity, every situation, and every experience. And I hope that this does help someone, and I pray that, God, that You just continue to wrap Your hands around us and allow us to understand our purpose in this world, so that we will do what You will have us to do. Again, my name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. You're able to contact me, Melissa Trinity Counseling, at gmail.com, and you are welcome to tune in on next Thursday, 8 to 8:30, Talk with Trinity, the weekday edition. We hope you have a blessed week.